Proclamation number 6120 of 26th of November, 1954. The truth speaks to the heart. What speaks to the heart is good and must be regarded as divine. But what only appeals to the intellect will also be the product of the intellect and must therefore also be tested for its value. But if a person's heart is turned towards God, his intellectual thinking can also be right. But most of the time the intellect is dominated by the God-opposing power, and therefore not everything that is the result of intellect needs to correspond to truth. Although this is only about knowledge which can or should have an influence on the human soul, it is about religious knowledge which can be purely intellectual knowledge or knowledge imparted to the heart by God's Spirit, but which will also speak to the heart again. If such knowledge is imparted to you humans, you should first examine its value, and you'll also be able to do so if, in your desire for truth, you observe how the knowledge appeals to you. Whether your heart feels it to be right and good and you would like it to be truth, or whether you start to think because the thought material imparted to you occupies your intellect more than your heart. Pure truth will touch every person who desires truth like a gift that makes him happy. Untruth, on the other hand, will leave an impression as if you have to defend yourselves against rape. Yet only for the person who wants to walk in the light, whereas the effect on worldly people is the opposite. That the truth touches him unpleasantly but the untruth is acknowledged by him. From which it is already evident that spirit speaks to spirit and intellect to intellect. Thus every spiritually striving person lets his heart speak, but the worldly person only the intellect. The spiritual aspirant therefore has a reliable guide, for he will only ever be addressed by that which is helpful to his soul, whereas the intellectual person often does not even use his intellect properly for examination and therefore it is easy for error to slip in. For spiritual knowledge in the world has also become purely intellectual knowledge. Often only the intellect deals with problems which extend into the spiritual realm, and yet the human being claims that his results are evaluated as truth. This is why the following advice applies here: what speaks to the heart is good and true. Yet it must also speak to the heart in order to be recognized as good and true. For only the heart is receptive to truth, only the heart understands the language of the spirit which emanates pure truth and thus makes itself known to the human being through the heart. Amen.